I'm Ricky Bevington for Georgia Public Broadcasting. SunTrust Park, home of the Braves, opened just over a year ago. Today, the Cobb County Chamber of Commerce, along with other county and Atlanta Braves officials, met to discuss the fiscal impact of the stadium and the battery on the county's finances. GPB's Ross Terrell was there. He joins me to talk about some of the findings. Hi, Ross.
Hey, Ricky.
So for people who may not have ventured to Cobb County to catch an Atlanta Braves game yet, tell us a little bit more about what was studied to determine the financial impact.
Well, SunTrust Park sits in the area called the Battery, and the Battery is basically a mixed-use development. It has hotels, residential units, offices, and restaurants, and it's open year-round, even if the Braves aren't playing. So the study looked at the stadium as a separate entity, the Battery alone, and then the halo effect over the surrounding area.
So what is the fiscal impact of those places?
For SunTrust Park alone, not so good. According to this study, the stadium is actually costing the county $7.4 million a year more than it's making. But the Battery is basically canceling that out by generating $7.3 million more than it's costing. The halo effect is what puts the county in the black. It's a net positive of $4 million a year.
Is there anyone that's actually benefiting from this deal other than the Braves having a new home?
Yeah, a group you may not think of, Cobb County Schools. The study says these three groups are responsible for more than $14 million in school district revenue. But Superintendent Chris Ragsdale says that won't necessarily translate to an increased cash flow for district employees.
When people see money like, or numbers like $14 million, for example, they think that's a lot of money, and it is a lot of money. But in the overall scope of our budget, a 1% pay raise for every employee costs us $9 million. So genuinely, that's not even a 2% pay raise.
Ragsdale did say that their budget included money for a one-time 1.1% bonus, and they were able to give teachers raises because the county's tax digest grew, in part because of this development.
So speaking of taxes, Ross, county commissioners recently voted to increase people's property taxes. How does that play into the fiscal impact?
Right. Well, the county was facing a $30 million budget shortfall, and a number of Cobb residents felt that was because of the debt service the county owed to the Braves. Let's not forget, the county chipped in $300 million to help build the stadium. But Commissioner Bob Ott says higher property taxes actually have nothing to do with that.
The millage increase that three of the commissioners voted for, which I did not, had nothing to do with the stadium. There was talk about this discussion with the cost of police and everything, but that was included in the analysis.
Ott also said people were concerned that since more police will be needed to control traffic on game days and for additional security, that cost would go up. But this study shows that the cost for that is actually paid for.
So, Ross, are things looking up in Cobb County when it comes to SunTrust Park and the Battery?
Not quite. I call J.C. Bradbury. He teaches economics at Kennesaw State University. He says he's not all in on the data just yet. And why? Time.
Unfortunately, it's a little bit too early to say, hey, this is one way or the other, and we can look at that in time. But a second thing to look at is what happens in other stadium projects. And we haven't seen those positive returns that are often claimed in all these projects.
Bradbury says for residents, the bottom line is their taxes went up and they might not deem this project worthy if that doesn't change.
A lot of numbers to parse through for sure, Ross. What would you say is the biggest takeaway from all of this?
According to this study, things are going as expected. It'll be a few years until the stadium itself generates any revenue, but the Battery and other amenities have brought more people to the county. This study only looked at non-Cobb residents, and they account for 70% of the spending in this area.
GPB's Ross Terrell talking about the fiscal impact of SunTrust Park and the Battery in Cobb County. Ross, thank you.
Anytime. Thanks.